welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 286. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Cocktails. That's a band from San Francisco, California, playing the song Multiple Personalities. That is due out on the band's album Adult Life, which will be out June 17th, that's tomorrow, on Father Daughter Records. It's an excellent power pop album, and if you enjoy the genre, then that's an album you're going to want to pick up. Coming up next, I've got a track from Those Dancing Days. This is a track from back in 2011, and we'll talk more about it in just a minute. This is called Fuck Arias.
You made a
you smiled when you heard those two songs played together, then, well, you know you're Swedish indie rock there. We started things off with Those Dancing Days with the song Fuck Arias. That's on the band's final album, I think, Daydreams and Nightmares, which came out back in 2011 on Wichita Records, a band out of Stockholm. I really enjoyed the band's earlier efforts, but they were almost twee, with like a little bit of maybe Northern Soul tossed in. This album, well, it didn't do much for me, so I ignored it entirely. But then, many of the members of that band continued on to be in a band called Volcano, that's spelled V-U-L-K-A-N-O, and that was the second track we played there. We played the song Choir of Wolves from the band's album Live Wild, Be Free. That was a self-released album that doesn't come out until July 1st here in the U.S., though I think it came out like 2 or maybe even 3 years ago in Sweden. But anyway, I like this album a lot, so I thought, well, if I like this album a lot, and I liked the previous tracks from Those Dancing Days, maybe that middle album there is something I should listen to. No, I kind of hold the same opinion there. It isn't for me, but I like what the band was after on that Volcano project there, or I guess what many of the players were after on the Volcano project. Of course, since that album was released in native Sweden 2 or 3 years ago, I guess, one of the members has left the band, the principal songwriter. So not sure what's up or why they're just now releasing that in the U.S., but that's a good song, there's a good video, and the album's really solid. Too. So that's Volcano from Stockholm, V-U-L-K-A-N-O. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to move forward here with a couple of tracks, kind of continuing here on the Stockholm theme. This is something new from First Aid Kit. It's called Waitress Song.
Could move to a small town and become a waitress. Say my name was Stacy and I was figuring things out. See my baby, he left me and I don't feel like it tonight. Chicago. I remember the music from the downstairs bar. Girls, they just want to have fun. And the rest of us hardly know who we are. It's a dark across the beaches and sleep under the stars. Our love would seem trivial and obscure.
on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, I tell you, she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. The night over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
The 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 boys are back in town.
You better let him. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. It won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
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 I find something so wonderful about that positively neutered cover of that Thin Lizzy song. That is Sweet Babu covering The Boys Are Back in Town. That was recorded live on the Mark Riley sessions on BBC Six, I think, back in April of this year, so not long ago. And that'll be released on a new compilation, the Mark Riley BBC Sessions, out on Moshi Moshi Records on July 7th of this year. I think it might be a vinyl-only release, so pick that one up there. The rest of the album, of course, is not Thin Lizzy covers. It's the wonderful kind of Welsh indie pop that is kind of Sandra Lecce, maybe, or Jens Lickman, or I don't know, kind of any of those songwriters. They're just wonderful. I now need to dig back to that Sweet Babu calendar, or a catalog rather, and dig out some more releases, because I really enjoy the tracks on those sessions. Before that, we heard from Camper Van Beethoven with the song The Ultimate Solution. That's on the band's new album, El Camino Real, which just came out June 3rd on the band's own label. And that is a solid album there. I mean, nothing's going to compare with the past, but it's a very solid outing there. And before that, started things off with First Aid Kit from Stockholm with the song Waitress Song. That's on the band's new album, Stay Gold, which just came out last week, June 10th, on Columbia Records. I am not a big fan of that album, though I can say I'm a big fan of the band in general. There's a couple of songs on the album I like, that one there for example, but for the most part, I just don't hear the big hooks that I heard in the earlier recordings. Of course, it sounds great. Excellent production. I think Mike Mogus recorded it up in Omaha, and the band sounds in fine form, but I just don't hear the hooks. So I'm a little disappointed, but you may not be. So give that one a listen. I may be the grouchy voice of unreasonable. Well, I see we're out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 286. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets like Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a couple things coming up. On the 17th, Color Me Wednesday, playing at Art Closet with Spoonboy. The 18th, Guided by Voices at the Granada, or Shun is playing at the Czar Bar, or Hidden Pictures is back at the Brick. I know that that show is going to be an interesting one because Richard is back in town just for a few days and happy to see him back to life there. On the 19th, Nashville Pussy playing at Knuckleheads. On the 22nd, Peter Murphy packing it in at the Riot Room. I think there's still tickets for that one, which just surprises me. On the 24th, Def Haven, Heaven is playing at Granada. The 26th to the 28th is the Lawrence Field Day Fest. A ton of bands playing there. The 27th, Red Kate is playing at Mills Record Store, and I think that's with Bad Ideas as part of that record release for their split 7-inch. Connor Oberst is playing June 3rd at the Bottleneck. I think he's got a Kansas City date too, but it's at a nasty venue that I will not promote. On the 12th, Tyranny is Tyranny is playing at Davies. The 17th, Manor Astor Man at the Riot Room, or Richard Buckner at Czar Bar. So Buckner last came through playing house shows. There are photos of that up on the Too Much Rock website, but he's back in the bars again. Let's see, July 19th, Rev Gusto at the Riot Room, or Grays are playing at Vandals. That should be a good show, actually. The 25th, 7 Seconds at Czar Bar, but I will miss many of those shows as I am heading to Indie Tracks up in the Midlands of England from, the festival's the 25th through 27th, but I'll be gone from the 19th through the 1st. So many shows that I will not see, and you'll hear less from me, I'm sure, as I'm out looking at sheep and stone walls, which is my recollection of the time that that I lived in Derby. Anyway, as I said, out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up here. The last track I'm going to play is by My Iron Lung. This is on an album coming out July 8th called Relief. The song I'm going to play is called Commonwealth. This kind of a post-hardcore, maybe a little bit screamo, kind of, I don't know, feels like the 90s again, right? A band from San Diego, and so many great bands came from San Diego during that era, so you've got to give them a listen, right? This is on Pure Noise Records, as I said, out on July 8th. The song is Commonwealth. The band is My Iron Lung. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.